Kia ora and welcome back to the show. It's time for our Tuesday regular Book of the Week with Scorpio Books, and we've got Hamish in the studio this morning. Good morning, Hamish.
Good morning, Liam. Thanks for having me back.
Thank you for coming back. How are you today? Are you well?
Good, yeah. Took the motorbike into work. That rain wasn't the nicest of things, but
yeah, right. Yeah.
Sunny day coming up.
Now, I've always wondered, actually, do motorcyclists, like, do you have a backup car to use on bad days?
Say again?
Do you have a backup car to use on bad days when it's, like, raining and all that?
No. News to me. Maybe I'll try it.
Yeah. I was just like, some days would be good for motorcycling, other days not so much. But hey, well done you. It's cool though. It's a style. It's a look. Anyway, what book do you have for us today?
Yeah, so last time I was on, I talked about The Lovely World of Cults.
Yes, and loved that.
I'm keeping in a similar vein today. You know, a more obscure read. And we've got Frank Dictor's China After Mao.
Okay. So, a history-style book, I'm assuming?
Yeah, very much so. It's much like the name suggests. It's the history of China after Chairman Mao. So, Frank Dictor's quite an expert in the area. So, he's one
of... Yeah, right.
He's a professor and historian on modern China. And I've also been told he's fluent in Mandarin, but I'm not... I can't find any evidence of that. I've just been told rumours. But yeah, so he's quite an interesting man. So he sent off to study in China from the University of Geneva to study Mandarin in Tianjin in the mid-1980s.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was in China initially, there was fewer than 20,000 private passenger vehicles. And you look China, and it's a sea of skyscrapers, modern wealth.
I'm shocked by that. Wow.
Yeah, so I guess you can see why he's quite interested in the area.
Yeah.
Personally,
totally.
Witnessing that change over time. So, he's kind of taken his experiences, and he apparently had access to secret, never-before-seen documents, so he says.
Must be nice.
Yeah, and this book is the result of that.
Right, okay. So I get... When I hear China after Mao, Mao was a huge figure in China, so I assume it's quite a transformative, turbulent time for China. What's kind of the takeaway from this book?
Sure, yeah. So it's an academic piece of writing in a lot of ways. So it's if you're someone who loves facts, if you love history, you'll absolutely eat up this book.
Okay.
So he's kind of writing around the idea of the West's illusion that economic development in China would lead to political reform and democracy.
Yeah, right.
And we can see that China's had a huge amount of wealth, huge development, but it still hasn't moved towards democracy.
Yeah, right.
And Frank takes this idea and he kind of looks into why this might have happened and breaks it down a bit more for the reader.
Okay.
And instead of just, when we hear about China in the media, it's often black and white terms, right? Good, bad, evil, nice.
Yeah.
Whereas this really gets into the grit and like says, this is what's happening, this is why it's happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is it from like after Mao to now type thing?
Yeah, to the rise of Xi Jinping, which I believe was 2013. Yeah.
And so like, what's kind of like the takeaway from this book? If there is one, that's maybe an oversimplification of it. But.
Sure. I mean, with history, it's really a lot of what you make it, right?
Yeah, right.
For me, I did learn a lot personally. I'm often quite interested in China and I like read around the topic a lot and try to read both sides of the argument.
Of course, yeah.
And I just kind of, especially with, this post-COVID time where there's a lot of blame going around and, people are talking about this evil masterminded plan you see a lot in the media.
Yeah.
This book really highlights that there is no overarching plan and so much of what happens in politics is random and it's as dysfunctional as the West.
Of course.
There's issues everywhere. And it's fascinating just to see the interpower play and that cultural influence on what's happening in the country.
That's what I was kind of going to ask next is like, does it paint a particular picture of like politics in China?
Sure. Yeah. So, essentially it's a pretty grim picture from this book.
Right, and like, okay.
Frank Dictor has written books previously on Mao, which are definitely not complimentary. He is biased against China.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, when you read it, take it with a grain of salt, but it is all interesting information.
Mm.
And, so he kind of goes through some of the big leaders like Hua Guofang, Deng Xiaoping, Jiang Zemin, and Hu Jintao.
Yeah.
If you don't know those names, you'll read this and you'll have a wealth of knowledge. It goes over tough topics as well, like Tiananmen Square. Which is traditionally difficult to discuss. Handing over from Britain of Hong Kong back to China. As well, things like the Beijing Olympics, which really were one of China's first big international moments. Goes into the politics behind that and what was happening there.
Oh, it must be fascinating. Anything you learnt from this book that particularly impressed you or interested you?
Yeah, I mean, it's a book of facts, really,
and
all put together. But one thing that I found really interesting was the book got quite into detail about how countries like America really wanted, to cheapen their products, sell it in the capitalist market, moved all their factories to China, enjoyed that cheap labor. But then as well, there was the huge surge in counterfeit products. And this, it was this battle between we want cheap labor, but we don't want counterfeit. And the book goes in there in quite a lot of detail. And I'd never really thought about it from that perspective before.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of something I've not thought about before as well. It's kind of the classic, like, made in China label that is on so many things. Like, kind of how that started in the first place. I can imagine would be very, very interesting. And a complex in of its own way. One more time. What is the book called and who's it by?
Yeah, so this is China After Mao by Frank Dictor. If you're looking at this book or you need someone to buy for it, it's an awesome book for anyone who's a history buff. There's lots of detail to sink your teeth into. It's deeply researched. As well, anyone who's interested in foreign affairs or politics, it doesn't beat around the bush. It just tears straight into it.
Great, cool.
And as well, China's a complex country, and we often only hear negative things or positive things, depending what you read. And this is a good way to get some information, learn something new, and understand a more complex world.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Another great choice by you as well. And I know you're actually about to go on holiday, so enjoy your holiday.
Thank you, will do. Yeah.
And just very quickly, if people want to come to Scorpio Books, where can they find you guys?
You'll find us in Five Lanes, formerly the BNZ Centre, between Hereford and Casual Street.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining me.
Cheers, Liam. It's been a good one.